This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We are live from the Entertainment Sports Arena in D.C. We're going to have a bunch of Wizards content today because they open up their season against the Celtics coming up tomorrow. Their head coach joins us. Their top pick, Alex Saar, made a bet on him.
Yes, you did.
He needs to average more than
12
and a half points per game this year for me to win that bet.
I'm not, also, are we going to tell him that?
No. Yeah, why not?
I don't think he should talk about it.
I'm telling you.
He shouldn't be talking about, you know, player,
he shouldn't
player
be talking
props.
About it. And honestly,
we can do it in a different way. I'll ask him what his personal goals are. He may have personal goals. You know? And but, yeah, I mean, he doesn't care about our little bet.
No. Well, also, I don't think he can talk about it.
They shouldn't be talking about it.
No.
Yeah.
Don't rope him into
please,
that.
Please, you do that in your own awkward moment.
That'll be very awkward. Yeah.
Personal JP awkward.
Let's not turn him into a DJ.
Oh, he brought it up.
Well, I was being kind of facetious.
He knew a little bit better.
I didn't think we were going to talk about that. So I know the players can't
He's like, when he's with us because he doesn't know us, he's very serious. Like, I just remember when we talked to him, he's very businesslike.
Yeah, but he might be different in person.
He might be.
I just went and got the breakfast. There's a chef over there.
I have those waffles.
By the way, it was beautiful yesterday.
Berries.
I know you play golf.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
I'm going to play today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be in the 60s.
You're doing a home and home like the Caps.
I'm doing a home.
Look at you.
But I had to put the AC on last night. It was 75 degrees in my bedroom.
It's okay. You're gonna be okay.
It was October 22nd.
I know, but you're going to be okay. You have enough money to cover the AC for a night.
I understand
you
that.
You still live
you're
like
gonna be
you're
all right.
Making $6 an hour.
Did you guys have AC on last night?
Who knows?
I don't even know.
You don't even know?
I don't know. Who cares?
My thermostat's on the range.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers
Clearly it bothers you.
It bothers me that I have to put the AC on October 22nd.
You don't like spending money on heating your home and cooling your home.
In this case, cooling the home.
Yeah.
Not in late October.
So I'm glad you brought up golf. So yesterday I was playing golf, a beautiful day, and honestly, might be one of the most beautiful days we've had in a long time. Literally no humidity. It was just perfect.
It was nice.
It
Very
was
nice.
Perfect.
And today's going to be the exact
opinion.
Same way.
Yeah. But Mike Maher can attest to this because this happened this morning. I was sitting here and I was kind of fumbling with my phone, and I essentially, what the term is, butt dialed him. Now, the phone wasn't in my pocket. I don't know how it happened, but
right,
I dialed him. And then turned it off. Yesterday during my round, now I've been for the last 12 rounds or so, I know no one cares, but this is just why it happens. I track all my putts, chips, whatever. So after every hole, I put in my little thing while the other guys are teeing up. Then I put it back in my back pocket. Yesterday, I called a friend I hadn't seen, I don't know, in a year, called her at work. I called emergency 911, not once,
twice.
And I had to tell the lady, because, you know, if you do that, like intentionally, and you mess up, you go to jail or something.
Sure.
And I said, sorry, butt dialed you. And then I did it again, because even though I'm turning it off, I'm putting it in my back pocket, and after every hole, so my right pocket, I got my viewfinder thingy.
Yeah.
My left pocket, I got my phone.
Hold on, you got your range finder in your pocket?
Yeah. I just keep it in there.
Are you?
Why don't you put your phone in your cup holder in the cart?
Well, I don't, unlike you,
were you
now
walking?
I'm a walker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. But I can no longer walk with it in my pack because I'm butt dialing the country.
Put it in your golf bag.
No, he needs cargo
but
pants.
But I need it after every hole.
I understand
golf
that.
You just go to the golf. Yeah, you put your golf club
I
back
now
in
have
bag.
The new little cart thingy
he doesn't
that I put
use his brain.
What are you talking about? I have a solution. You haven't let me talk yet. I have a little.
All you've got is talk.
I have a. Well, I was going to tell you what my solution is. I have the little push cart.
Same
and so
thing.
I put no, but it's out of my routine. It's a little bit different.
All right.
So, but I just put it in my little thing, and I got to get it out of the little baggie, and you know, whatever. But yeah, this is a nightmare.
A lot on his mind during a round of golf.
You got that right.
I would like to do a swerve here. Is this possible? Could we have Mike Maher and Drab on camera try and dunk a tennis ball? because these guys were trying to see who could jump higher. Now, I don't know that I could touch.
Are you insane?
The net.
They can't dunk anything.
I gotta give Drab some props.
On a standard 10-foot rim.
Could he still hit the rim?
Drab was touching the block beneath the rim. All right, I think that was somewhat impressive. I think we should have a live contest.
Is Drab 40 yet?
Drab's in his 40s. Yeah. Mike Mars in his 20s. I mean, they're about the same height.
He's putting you on the spot, Drab.
First, I'm 42. Yeah. It's 6:15 in the morning. Right. He wants me to dunk a basketball
on TV.
I didn't say a basketball.
He wants you to do it on TV.
I'm actually giving you props.
Who has a tennis ball?
You're 20 years older than Mike Marr. I think you've got more hops than him.
I've never. It was embarrassing for Marr, honestly, yes. And this will probably be the worst moment of his career. What's about to happen? Yeah. He's 24 years old. He can barely touch the net.
You got credit card vertical.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tie my shoes and I'll run up there and see how high.
Oh man, if you blow your knee out,
all right, Mike Marr, why don't we get you going first? All right. We can do a live play-by-play. Mike Marr.
Can they get the shot? They can get the shot?
They can get the shot. We're here. Yeah. I heard Mike Marr. I think it was Mike Marr. Maybe it was Drab. He's like, this floor's kind of bouncy.
Oh, really?
Mike, what do you think?
I think I have no hope in hell of dunking
a
tennis
ball. I don't even know if we can find a tennis ball. We're just going to judge
let's
the
just
jump.
See how high you could jump at 24.
Yeah. I mean, there's no expectation to dunk it. Neither of you guys.
Can you get halfway up the net?
I would say, how tall are you? About 6 foot?
Yeah, right around.
All right, and Drab's about 6 foot, maybe 6'1".
Yeah. Is Drabby going to go right now? You're going to go right now?
Drabby's going for it first.
Wait till he pulls his hammy.
Oh, short.
Ow.
Okay. All right, I don't think
not
it was terrible.
Bad. What are you, about 2 inches short? Not bad.
I think he was like 3/4 of the way up the net.
That's pretty good. You're old and washed up.
Yeah, you're washed. Just
go ahead.
Sit down.
No, but you know what? He could probably dunk on a 9-foot hoop, which is strong. I don't think I could at this
point. All right, make me like Mike.
All right. Mar, this is a 24-year-old. You just saw a 42-year-old.
He's supposed to be young and spry.
24-year-old.
All right,
going for it.
What do you got, Mar?
He's got his tight jeans on.
Is this going to be bad?
I think so. It's probably
going to be bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't even know what he's doing.
He's a kid.
I know.
What is he doing?
I don't think he knows how to do that.
Was the slowest approach I've ever seen. That like those soccer guys that do their penalty kicks and they're like trying to go really slow.
Try to fake out the goalie.
Do you actually think you had any momentum to get up? Have you ever watched those TikTok videos where the guys are dunking and they talk about the penultimate step and all that? You don't watch any of that, do
you? I feel like I lost momentum as I was getting closer to the basket.
You totally did.
When I was about 2 feet away, I was like, there's no chance I'm getting anywhere close to this.
So you were a wide receiver in high school, right? Yeah. You must have had the smallest
catch
radius.
He must have been a possession receiver.
Yeah, he's a possession
guy. Sticks
guy.
We've got the replay here. Here it is.
Look. He was practicing.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You guys didn't even need to use slow motion. It was already slow motion.
Good thing is, I know I'm shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to pay me $1 million to do that.
Drab, you didn't limp away from it. That's your ultimate victory right
no
there.
No injuries.
Props.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, you know what? You lost to the toilet a couple weeks ago. This is a win for Drab.
Vindicated.
Good. Nice job.
Remember
there,
a couple years ago when EB thought he could dunk, he could start training again.
You know why?
He saw a story in Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here's Drabby in slow-mo.
Can I tell you
the story? He almost got the rim.
That was about 10 years ago, and it sent me on a 5-year journey where my knee was destroyed. But when I was skinny like you, I was doing the Metafast endorsement and everything. I literally was down to 180, which you think, oh, that's not that skinny. Oh, no, trust me. That was about a 40-pound weight loss. Yeah. Okay. I could grab the rim in my early 40s. And that's why I said, well, I only need a little bit more. I did one day of plyo, and then I was on a 5-year journey of going to PTs. And, I mean, it was
not
unbelievable.
Did you buy the wacky shoes?
When I was in college.
Yeah, the ones that were on the back of the Rolling Stone magazine.
You guys can make fun. That's fine. When I was in college, when I was Mars age, I could dunk. Now, listen, I could only dunk one a day. Then my legs were shot, but I could dunk. I tested my vertical while my son was getting tested. 19 inches. It's over.
What was Stevie?
My son, 30.
30?
That's solid.
30. Mine, 19. I mean, I thought I would get at least in the 20s. That was embarrassing.
All right, so hold on. Back to the dialing 911.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what are you going to
– So my solution is – no, I told you. My solution is I have the little push cart,
right,
which I had to – you know, again, I have no ego anymore. I do the little push cart. I have to put it – and I bought a cheap one. So I don't have.
You bought a Temu?
I bought a cheap one.
Still can't believe you're buying stuff from Temu.
I got to tell you, my Temu stuff has come in great.
It's
all arrived, and it's all been exactly as advertised. Now, I do feel morally conflicted that they're using slave labor, clearly, send these products.
Don't feel that bad. I actually
do feel guilt. I feel like I'm going to have to answer to somebody at some point about that, but I sure do like getting 80% off. There's something about 80%
off. 80%
off
the good quality. So I would argue.
If you're getting like a car or something, but if you're just getting like some dumb little gadget.
Yeah.
Trust me, the quality's fine. It's fine.
You know what? The quality's not good on your ratchet mouse pad that you made.
He's got a piece of paper.
You want to describe what it is?
So EB, he uses a mouse pad because his computer is the biggest.
I hit my computer with a driver.
It's the biggest POS on the planet.
Hey, you got a crack over there, Slim.
So, I know, but mine's 15 years old.
So his computer's falling apart, so he can't use the touchpad.
The trackpad, because all the screws fell out of the bottom, so it doesn't work.
He uses a mouse back at our studio, but here on this table, the mouse.
It doesn't read this.
It won't track the mouse.
So I had to tape white piece of paper.
It is the funniest life
he
hack
asked
I've
me
ever
for a
seen.
Piece of paper out of my notebook.
Yeah, you thought I was going to write something down.
No.
I thought you were doing some show prep.
You thought I was going to do a show prep. Yeah, I just needed just a mouse pad. Yeah. But see, that's
a great setup.
You guys mock me, but I problem solved.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Jason would still be sitting there complaining that his mouse didn't work.
You're the next Steve Ballmer.
Thank you. I give you credit
for props. Now, we all have to discredit you for Jamin Davis.
Right.
We should have a montage. How many times did you use the back padding machine yourself? Told you, Jamin Davis. Hey, Jamin Davis.
He's going to be the next Michael Parsons.
Look what Dan Quinn's doing to Jamin Davis. You watch Jamin Davis. How many times do you think you hyped him up?
I don't know. Was that strictly a performance thing, or is there a personality issue with Jamin
Davis? I have no idea.
I would guess more performance-based than anything.
I'll say this.
Well, why not just put him on the practice squad? Just for depth.
You know what?
They
have no use for him.
But here's
Well,
here's,
and plus he was a wrong guy.
You guys can pile on all you want. I'm the steak king forever. It doesn't matter. But I will say this. I always said, first of all, poor man's Micah Parsons.
Yes, true.
Always prefaced it with poor man's.
Yep.
And I actually feel vindicated because I said this is what they're going to try to do. And they tried. Just failed. They tried, and it failed. That Frankie Louvu is their Micah Parsons.
Right.
So I love Jamin Davis' skill set. My guess is he's such an athletic guy, he'll get picked up in the next couple weeks.
He'll get another chance somewhere.
Yeah, he'll probably play another 3-4 years in the league. But, yeah, he's dead to me. He's gone.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm a Frankie guy.
What will you remember about there? I put this on social media, hundreds of comments on Facebook, Instagram,
I retweeted
Twitter.
I said nothing. I'll remember nothing about Jamin Davis because there's nothing
to remember. He didn't really have a signature moment.
Well, what would you remember about Jamin Davis?
A lot of people remember nothing on the field, just his reckless driving charge.
Yeah.
Like, that might be the most memorable thing of the Jamin Davis
He was going 120 and a 50.
And that was annoying, too, because when Ron overdrafted him, part of the selling point was, well, he's a good kid, comes from a military family, not going to have to worry about off-the-field issues. Incorrect.
Except for he's driving 180.
You did have to worry about off-field issues with Jamin Davis.
So Ron's five first-round picks from 2019 to 2022.
Yeah.
Well, he only had four because he was here for 4 years.
19, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, but I think right when he got here, he made a pick. Right? Right when he got here?
He only has four drafts.
19 wasn't his first draft?
Who are you saying? I thought his first pick was Chase.
Okay, all right.
Chase Young's his first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought Chase was his first pick.
But, all right, so.
You're trying to throw Dotson in there?
He inherited Haskins.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Right, I was throwing him in.
Yeah.
All right, so Chase, Jamin, Dotson, Haskins.
Forbes.
And Forbes.
Yeah, Haskins.
Not Haskins.
But I'm just talking about the guys who aren't on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And then, obviously, Haskins passed.
Well, you can even go back before Ron Rivera, this is why the team had been terrible. Because if you go back before, they had Dotson. Mm-hmm. That was a big whiff. They've had so many draft whiffs, but Ron had the most.
Yep.
No, for sure. And if I was Manny Forbes, and I'm rooting for him, and he had a pick, but DQ had an opportunity to praise him, and he didn't. And he's already been inactive for a game or two. Mm-hmm. Kind of a similar arc to Jamin. If I was Manny Forbes, I've been a little bit anxious today.
If I'm Manny Forbes, hopefully you're
although
renting.
He got a pick.
Renting, not buying.
I know he did, but it was, I mean, seriously, Mike Marr could have caught it.
That's fine, but at least he got it to the box score.
Nah. And Matt Marr, he probably would have dropped it, but at least, you know, he would have hit him.
He would have run slowly with it if he had caught it.
I know that. I know. He wouldn't have hurdled anybody.
I know the ball couldn't have been over his head. He wouldn't be able to jump to catch it.
Right. If I'm Manny Forbes, I'd be a little bit anxious, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
But honestly, if you want to pull back the curtain on Jamin a little bit, I was surprised that they just, I know you guys will say, oh yeah, I wasn't surprised. I was surprised that they cut him in midseason. Why not just cut him to start the season?
I guess so.
I guess they wanted to give him an opportunity to see if they could fit into their system.
But Frankie Louvu, honestly, and we all saw it, they even talked about it, Frankie's kind of taking that Micah Parsons role that, you know, poor man's whatever. He's not Micah Parsons, but kind of playing that role for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it's been obvious. And he's actually jumping off the page out there.
His second
Frankie Louvu's making plays.
His second season, he showed some promise. He had over 100 tackles and had 3 sacks. I think he forced a couple of fumbles.
But again,
but he's just been a huge disappointing based on what they were trying to turn him
but
into.
But he's also,
I think they were trying, Ron was trying to turn him into like a stud middle linebacker. Then that didn't work out. Then they're like, oh, let's move him to the outside. That didn't work out. Then this coaching staff was like, well, let's just make him a pass rusher. Just a pass rusher. He's too small.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what it shows, though, and it's the same thing that happened with Jahan Dotson, that – and I've made this argument before that if staffs want to highlight a guy and make them seem good, they can. Like Dotson can play if you feature him. Like he's not gonna be a star. Like he was a contributor. Jamin, when he had 100 tackles, because they can force feed you if they want. Mm-hmm. But if a staff is not invested in you,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You. They'll move on. They don't, you know, unless you jump out.
Well, like different staffs could want different things out of a player.
Right.
Exactly. So he may get picked up by, who knows, Detroit.
Yeah.
And then Detroit uses him a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And he can.
They might just put it back at old school linebacker. Don't ask him to call the plays.
And he can perform better and he can survive.
Might have, 80, 90 tackles 1 year. Who knows?
Wasn't his strength, though, supposedly coming out of college, pass coverage.
Yes.
And then he was terrible in pass coverage.
I know. So bizarre. Yeah. So bizarre.
Turns out he wasn't really good at anything.
Yeah.
So the Jamin Davis era. He was an athlete.
But the Rivera drafts were just embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jamin Davis era officially over. Of course, we have a packed show here from the Entertainment Sports Arena. We got Coach Keefe joining us from the Wizards coming up in about an hour. Alex Saar at 8:40. Tony La Russa to talk some World Series. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. All right here on the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.